Sinabi ng Center for Multicultural Youth sa Victoria na ang magulong sagupaan sa pagitan ng South Sudanese at Pacific Islander ay matagal nang kumukulo. Sinabi sa SBS Radio ni Punong Ehekutibo Carmel Guerra na miyembro din ng Youth Parole Board na nalulungkot siya, subalit ang nangyaring kaguluhan ay hindi nakakapagtaka.
There has been some growing concern about the young people, particularly from the Pacifica community, having some real issues around adjustment and feeling disconnected, and that the same happened for the South Sudanese. The extent to which this violent incident was known has probably been unclear, but the fact that there have been high number of very disengaged, unhappy young people in the southeastern suburbs of Melbourne was probably quite known to quite a few of us and to some of the families we've spoken to this morning, that they were worried about their children.
Sinabi din sa SBS Radio Professionals ni Georgie Ferrari, punong ehekutibo ng Youth Affairs Council of Victoria, na nagkaroon ng pagkabahala ng ilang taon tungkol sa lumalalang tensyon sa mga kabataan. Idinagdag niya na nakilala na ito sa loob ng mga apektadong komunidad.
I've heard from a number of elders in the Pacific Island community for a number of years about their concerns about their young people. So they've said we need more support, they need to work with them, they need to work with families and the young people directly, and that they have concerns about how they are experiencing the world at the moment, how they feel about the world, how they feel disconnected from their culture and from their community. And there's a lot of work going on in the Sudanese community, a lot of great work that's been going on in the Sudanese community, and some fantastic youth leaders in that community too. But of course it's fractured, and there's post-traumatic stress, and there's a whole lot of issues that go with that community that I think some of which may have been expressed last night.
Sinabi naman ni Binibining Guerra na kinausap na niya ang mga miyembro ng pamilya ng ilan sa mga kasama sa kaguluhan noong Sabado ng gabi. Ayon sa kanya, mayroon silang malaking pagkahiya.
Community, they're a very proud community, so they're feeling shame that this has happened, but they're also feeling like they don't actually know what to do. That really, they're feeling like that they're just trying to hang on to these young people, and then they get pulled in other directions by peer influences. We know about the power of the, adolescence and rebellion, and when you combine all those factors with a community with minimal resources who's struggling in Australia, you can feel the pain they have, because they're also a very proud community who feel like they want to do good for their young people, but they don't have the resources to do it really.
Idinagdag ni Binibining Guerra na kailangan ng kasunduan mula sa ranggo ng politika at gobyerno upang makilala ang tensyon sa komunidad bilang totoong problema. Ayon sa kanya, kasama sa pinakamalaking hamon ang mga komunidad na naghihirap na kumbinsihin ang mga otoridad upang makinig sa kanilang pagkabahala at gumamit ng paraan upang matulungan silang gumawa ng positibong pagbabago. Sinabi niya na dapat harapin ang ilang malalaking issue.
We also can't underestimate that these young people are also the young people who are struggling to get jobs. We've got a number of activities and other organizations we work with who are trying to find initiatives to get some of these young people into work because they want a job. It's a way of fitting into the community. So I think we need a very intentional approach and make these young people feel like they're committed, because they have a very strong work ethic to want to do things, but often just can't get that job interview, mightn't have the skill to know how to stick out a job. Some of these young people don't get access to payments, so they actually have to live off the family income, so that becomes a burden as well.
Sinabi naman ni Binibining Ferrari na kailangan ng karagdagang suporta ang mga komunidad ng Australian Sudanese at Pacific Islanders. Ayon sa kanya, ito ay nangangahulugan ng pangunawa at pinagandang kagamitan.
Some money into youth work and youth support services to work specifically and with expertise with groups of newly arrived young people or groups of young people who are maybe second or third generation arrivals who are feeling disconnected and disempowered, because a lot of the research shows if you form a gang or you get into a gang, it's because you feel disconnected from society or parts of society, and you're looking for a group. You're looking to feel like you fit in. So they need to be connected in other ways that are more socially constructive.